pretty stunning finish to that Super Bowl last night. You can't blame Seattle Seahawks fans for thinking they were about to celebrate until that interception that gave New England another championship. Craig Lamolt from member station WGBH watched the game with fans in Boston.
It was a tense moment for Patriots fans at the Cask and Flagon Sports Bar. The Pats had the lead, but an incredible catch had put the Seahawks in position to score again with just seconds left on the clock. Then this happened. Patriot Malcolm Butler intercepted the ball at the goal line, ending Seattle's hopes for a second consecutive Super Bowl win. Patriots fans spilled into the chilly night air. Among them was Daniel Polanco.
You know Seattle's defense is very strong, but you know what? We have a better offense, and we came back, and we got the interception at the end, and that's how we capitalized.
It was another strong showing from quarterback Tom Brady. Despite the fact he's 37 years old, fans Bianca Russo and Mary Tanner don't think he's ready to retire.
He's been here for a while.
He's been my quarterback since I was in third grade, and he owns my heart.
It's been a decade since Brady and the Pats won a Super Bowl, and New England fan Charlie Alieri had this message for Seattle.
You had it last year. No one really cares about football there. They're all bandwagon fans, so you know what? Go Pats.
Other fans were a little more charitable towards the Seahawks, especially after a great game. But everybody seemed to agree the best team had won. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.